Genocide is a legal term defined in the International Convention, and the events which took place in 1915 cannot be considered in the context of the genocide. That's the reason of our reaction. And having this sculpture in Copenhagen, in Denmark, where more than 60,000 Turkish people live, is also very much insulting to us and to our people.
But aren't you completely out of step with the rest of the world? Because the Pope, for example, he thinks that this is genocide.
That's his consideration. But as a religious leader, he should not exclude other faiths. And he mentioned only for Christians. He expressed his grief for Christians. But there were Muslims and Jews who were subjected those sufferings during the war.
But he called the death of the Armenians genocide.
Yeah, he did, but that's his wording.
And that's what America says.
We don't accept.
But 1.5 million people were killed. If that's not genocide, what is?
Even the number is not clear. Even these figures are not clear. Even in those numbers, there are not only in Armenians, but the local Turkish people, Muslims, and other faiths in the area. So Turkey opened archives. Turkey made several initiatives. And maybe you will recall there was some agreements, some protocols between Turkey and Armenia, which were subjected to be ratified by the two parliaments. And recently, the Armenian government decided to withdraw these protocols from the agenda of their parliament. So this process also has stopped. And one should know these facts.
What is the term you would use to describe the death of all of these people if it wasn't genocide? Is it collateral damage?
Not collateral damage, but it's the war sufferings. Because in those years, as you know, Turkey were subjected long term of wars from Balkans to the Liberation War. And it was the First World War in which many people were dead.
Genocide implies that you want to eradicate a people. Now, wiping out 101.5 million people suggests that a nation would want to eradicate them.
No, it they were relocated because of the war.
In the river?
Not in the river. During their transportation, they suffered. I don't deny this. They were subjected to several atrocities. They were attacked by local tribes. But these facts to be found by historians, not by political authorities or not by the parliaments.
Can you put your hand on your heart and genuinely say that you believe that argument?
I do.